Welcome to another BlindBargains.com exclusive audio podcast brought to you by the AT Guys, your assistive technology experts. Visit ATGuys.com today for all your technology needs. Now, here's J.J. Meadow.
We are here with Robert Stepp, the owner of Computer Application Specialties Companies. I get that right?
That is correct.
And your company makes a product called Braille 2000. And why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Braille 2000 is a Braille translator tool. It is simultaneously print and Braille. It does not convert one to the other. All documents exist in both forms simultaneously. It will show, it shows virtual Braille pages on the screen, either as SimBraille text, transcribers read that.
Sure.
As ASCII Braille, Nemeth transcribers like that. Or as print equivalent notation, including print equivalent math. And that material is shown on screen, even as print, as the Braille will appear on final Braille pages.
Okay.
And because the English print is normally contracted Braille, there is no match between print and cells.
Right.
So this tool makes the print show in the same space by squeezing and stretching the print, still readable.
So it matches up.
So that you can see what you're doing even if you don't read Braille.
Okay.
It does not convert one abstract page layout for print to a different layout for Braille. You know what the Braille is going to be even if you don't read the dots.
Right.
Because
so
the print shows exactly the same layout as the Braille pages.
So whereas your competitor is where you would actually load the file in and hit the translate button.
Yeah. F5 or Control T. There is no such button here.
Right.
Because all documents exist in parallel, print and Braille. You can take any print material you want, put it on your clipboard, paste it in.
Okay.
And by the time you see the print, it is also available in Braille, and the print you see is showing the layout of the Braille pages.
Okay.
Or if you want, you can see the Braille.
What other formats can you load in?
It takes source documents of clipboard material. It will read RTF files.
Okay.
It will read NIMUS XML files.
Okay.
It will read a subset of DAISY files, XML.
Okay. Not Office?
Not Office, but anything you have in Office. If you have Office, you open it in Office and put it on the clipboard.
True.
For instance, and this also includes formatting for tables. So, for instance, if you have an Excel spreadsheet, you can open that in Excel, put your table or a portion of it on the clipboard, and paste it in.
And the formatting will be retained.
And the formatting is retained. It does all the standard formats. If it's small, or if you want to do it in sections, you can do it in columns. Or if you want, stair-step or linear or listed. All the BANA table formats are supported.
And you said it does support MathML as well? Or
the current release does not support MathML. Support for MathML is coming.
That's right. You said there is a new version coming.
The current release does Braille to print for math.
Okay.
And, for instance, for a Nemeth-certified transcriber, the FAST technique is to input math 6-key.
Right.
But for proofreading, the system will produce print-equivalent math, including radicals and integral signs and Greek and vector notations with, you know, Nemeth modifiers. It will show you the print-equivalent math. The new version 2, which will be out this summer, includes a MathML math typesetter integrated in, not a separate tool.
Sure.
And again, simultaneously, you get print and Braille with the math typesetter.
What other competitive advantages do you consider when comparing your product versus Duxbury or some of the other ones that are out there?
Because it is a Braille WYSIWYG system, that means what you see is what you get.
Right.
Then you don't need very much training to use it.
Okay.
And it's particularly nice for the VI teacher and the parent who will have an awareness of Braille, but they're not certified.
Sure.
And they don't like reading dots. They're not any good at that. And for real-time incidental materials, the what you see is what you get view, even with a pure print representation,
okay,
allows them to see instantly that the Braille pages are going to be reasonably laid out, and they don't have to tweak with the styles or anything else. They're done.
Right.
And yet they type. You can type into the system,
okay,
or paste from the clipboard, or get from RTF files. And in very little muss and fuss, you've got something reasonable, and you can see that you're done.
Okay.
You don't have to go through cycles of iteration, mm-hmm, of converting a print document to Braille and then being surprised with what you get. It also means that you can change your mind later. The system is fully dynamic, and so if you want to change the way the page numbering works or the running heads work or other aspects,
sure, you don't have to go back and retranslate the whole thing.
You don't go back and redo. You
right.
just say, I want this different, and it changes it.
Okay.
And it's all dynamic.
All right. Is the software accessible?
The current version is partially accessible. The system displays the same document both as print notation and as Braille.
Okay.
The print notation is readable by JAWS.
Okay.
The Braille, JAWS sees as ASCII Braille. And it doesn't do a very good job at reading unless you go letter by letter. But JAWS will transfer the Braille image to your refreshable Braille attached device, like your Braille note.
Okay.
And so you can actually proofread materials either spoken from the print view, but then you don't really know what the Braille is. It could be bad Braille, even though it's the same thing in English. And you can get the Braille on your Braille note from the Braille view.
Okay.
The menus are accessible, but I don't really brag on the accessibility. It's
okay.
used mostly by transcribers.
Is this something
after version 2 is produced?
Right.
Probably maybe next year, not right away. There is a project to produce this in a totally accessible system.
Okay.
That will include speech and refreshable Braille connectivity that exceeds what JAWS can do.
Sure.
Because it'll understand the
right.
contracted
right.
Spellings.
Okay. What's the cost of for current users or for new users or maybe those who want to upgrade from version 1 to version 2?
Braille 2000 is unique in that the software and the licenses are packaged separately. The software itself is available as a public download from our website.
Okay.
Without a license, it's good only for evaluating the system. But it is real software. It's only one download.
Right.
With a license, it does production work.
Okay.
The same software supports all versions of Windows, from Windows 95 to Windows 7.
Okay.
And the same software supports all levels of the system, of which there are three. There's a very simple Braille editor level called the Basic Edition.
Okay.
And it's popular with people taking the NLS lesson material, learning to be transcribers.
Ah.
There is a middle level, which is called the Direct Entry Edition, which is just fine for a transcriber who works in a domain that does not do much automatic translation, like music
mm-hmm.
and math, because translation there is difficult.
Sure.
And then there's the top level, which is called the Document Processing Edition, which is what I mostly described. It takes material off the clipboard, it produces Braille from the print. It's got the bells and whistles. It handles NIMAS materials.
Okay.
Each of them is available to lease on a month-by-month basis.
Okay.
Or you can purchase either what's called a budget license or a premium license.
Okay.
The difference is whether you get free updates or not.
I see.
Most of the people that have purchased the license have the premium license.
Okay.
They get free updates. And those people will be getting version 2 also free.
Okay.
The people that buy budget license, the software is initially the same, but they don't have access to free updates.
Sure. All right. So that all being said...
They can pay a small fee to get the software
update.
Got you.
So, all right. So that all being said, what are the different prices for...
There's a whole table of prices.
Right.
So I can give you the highlights.
Okay.
The popular selections are the document processing edition. That's the most powerful.
Okay.
In the premium license.
Which includes updates.
And sure. That one for single copies is $949.
Okay.
The same thing is available to lease.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're starting out as an independent contractor producing Braille and you don't want to do capital investment, you can lease the same software for $26 a month.
Oh, okay.
The basic edition, which is popular with transcriber students taking their NLS lessons and using it to prepare their materials,
mm-hmm.
is usually leased by them at $11 a month. Very affordable. Or you can buy that outright for $359 for a premium license. Budget licenses are slightly less expensive. There are quantity discounts beginning at 5 and up.
Okay.
And the discount gets steeper and steeper, eventually to over 50% off for big organizations that buy multiple licenses.
Okay.
This tool is used in some prison systems where they have inmates producing Braille.
Right.
And in that situation, it has an option for network licensing.
Okay.
So that a prison system with a local area network can license all of its workstations from one central location.
Sure. So if people want to learn more about Braille 2000,
they go to the website,
right.
www.braille2000.com.
Mm-hmm.
Braille 2000 supports all the standard embossers.
Okay.
With its own driver.
Okay.
It supports networked embossers, so you can share an embosser across your local area network.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for all the information.
It's my pleasure to explain Braille 2000.
This has been another exclusive audio podcast from Blind Bargains. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest technology deals, news, and interviews. So long.